USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As he faces criticism over tweets that many are calling racist, President Trump is doubling down, now accusing a group of congresswomen of hating America and telling them they should leave.
These are people that hate our country. Hey, John, they hate our country. They hate it, I think, with a passion. Now, it's possible I'm wrong.
The president taking questions at a Made in America showcase at the White House on Monday. The latest firestorm started over the weekend regarding some tweets the president sent out regarding it, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. The suspect accused of killing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lueck made his first appearance in court on Monday. Appearing in a video conference from the Salt Lake City County Jail, the accused killer did not enter any plea as the charges were presented by prosecutors. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Trump administration is proposing new restrictions to crack down on migrants from Central America seeking asylum in the United States. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
This new restriction would deny anyone who crosses the southern border from seeking asylum in the U.S. if they traveled through another country and did not seek asylum there. Ken Cuccinelli is the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
This is going to send a clear message, though, to people considering coming up illegally to this country with the hope that they'll get by that first hurdle and then disappear into our interior. That isn't going to happen anymore.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is expressing some concern over Facebook's plan to launch a new cryptocurrency known as Libra.
The Treasury Department has expressed very serious concerns that Libra could be misused by money launderers and terrorist financiers.
USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A federal judge says he needs more time to decide whether to release accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein on bail. The judge was supposed to make his decision on Monday, but says now it will be Thursday. Epstein will remain behind bars in a Manhattan detention center until then. President Trump hosts the third annual Made in America product showcase at the White House on Monday. The president gets a look at some of the products being made by some businesses across the country and claims that the administration is bringing jobs and manufacturing back to the United States.
While those here today create many different goods, you're also devoted to one of the greatest missions on earth, making the best products from the best materials with the best workers anywhere in the world. Right here in the United States of America, right? Made in America, made in the USA, call it either way, but that's what we're doing.
The president was also asked about the deportation of illegal immigrants over the weekend.
Many, many were taken out on Sunday. You just didn't know about it.
The president also noted the illegal immigrants that were deported on Sunday were done so in the proper manner.
People come into our country illegally, and they go out legally. Every person taken out had papers, and we had court orders.
It should be noted during former President Barack Obama's presidency, 3 million people were deported. And so far, under President Trump, less than 300,000 people per year have been deported. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.